ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So we are very fortunate to be in the presence of the king of all renunciants, Yati Raja. We are very fortunate to be able to participate at midday in the ceremony of his worship, Tirumanjan. The message of all bona fide spiritual teachers is the same. That is summarized by Bhagavan Krishna. There is one verse he has spoken that is recorded in the Uddhava Gita of Srimad Bhagavatam. Labdva sudurlabhamidang bahu sambhavante manusham artadam anityam apihadhira turnam yatetana patadanu mrityayava nishrayasaya vishayakalu sarvata syat. He says that we have attained this human form of life. Yeah, Krishna doesn't say that.
But.
So we have attained this human form of life. It is very rarely achieved. After many births, we get this. This is the world of birth and death. Today, one goose was attacked by a dog and killed. Just here in the back. So it's another death. So I have been a goose and a dog and a mosquito and a Brahma. Now I have this human form of life. After many, many births. It doesn't last long. Just like the goose woke up this morning, didn't think that I'm going to get killed today. No one thinks I'm going to die. Everyone has to leave the body. Ahani ahani bhutani gacchanti ha yamalayam shesha sthavara icchanti kimascharya matav param. When the Yamaraj in the form of a yaksha asked Yudhishthir, what is the most amazing ascharyamana vishayam in the whole universe? This was Yudhishthir's reply. So the reply was, what was the reply? Taj Mahal.
Taj Mahal, Aashariyamana Vishayam.
Aishwarya Rai.
Aishwarya Raya?
No. Illa. Illa. Reply was that Every day, people are dying. My mother has died, my grandparents have died. My friend has died. The goose has died. But we're all making plans how I will live happily in this world. We don't think that I have to die. This is the most amazing thing. Everyone is making plans as if they will live forever. But we will not live long. This particular body, which I am now a prisoner within, has been in this world for about 56 years. I cannot expect another 56 years in this same cage. So it does not last long. But human life is valuable. This is all this verse I said of Krishna's. I'm explaining it slowly. It is valuable because in human life we can inquire into what is reality. Atato brahma jignasa. Now we should inquire into the nature of reality. The goose cannot make any such question. Now one goose has died, some more geese are there. Geese, you can say duck. They translate into English as duck, but the actual word is goose. Duck is a different generic group, genre to geese. But anyway, in Indian English, they're all called ducks. Just lump them in all together. Mayavad. Nirvishesha. Nirvishesh, it's all the same. So the goose is not sitting there and thinking, someday I will have to die. What is the purpose of life? Is there a big duck in the sky? Actually, there is Hamsa Avatar. But they're not thinking like that. They're just thinking, I don't know what they're thinking. I can't remember what it's like to be like a goose. But generally, all the species are thinking of four things. Ahara Nidra Bhaya Maithun, eating, sleeping, mating and defending. Humans, they can think beyond this. The animals and the birds, they have no capacity to think beyond Ahara Nidra Bhaya Maithun. So we have the opportunity in this human form of life to solve the problem of birth and death. So Krishna Bhagavan says, Turnam yateta napatet anumritta yavan, that before we die, which is going to happen soon, so we should act quickly, we should do whatever is necessary so that we don't get born again. Nishrayasa. We should act for the ultimate benefit.
Krishna, அங்க என்ன சொல்றார் அப்படினா இந்த உடல் நம்ம எந்த உடல்ல இருக்கோமோ இந்த உடல் எப்ப வீழுதோ அப்படி விழுறதுக்கு ரொம்ப நாள் ஆகாது அப்படி விழுறதுக்கு முன்னாடியே நம்மளுடைய இறுதி நன்மைக்கு எந்த செயல்கள் உகந்ததாக அமையுமோ அந்த செயல்கள்ல நம்ம ஈடுபட்டாக வேண்டும் அதுல நம்ம நம்மளை நிலைநிறுத்தி ஆக வேண்டும்
But if we think why there are so many things to do I have to go to the movie I have to go to the restaurant. I have to see my girlfriend. I have to get the latest fashion clothes. I have to listen to music on my iPod. But Krishna says, Vishaya Khalu Sarvatasya. In every species of life, in every situation in the material world, sense gratification is available. Only in human life is it possible for Brahma Jignasa, inquiring into the ultimate. So the first sutra in the Brahma Sutras is Atato Brahma Jignasa. Now we have attained this human life, we should inquire into the nature of the ultimate reality. Brahman.
Brahma Sutra irukkakoodiya mudhal sutram enna appadina Atato Brahma Jignasa. தற்போது நம்ம மனித பிறவை எடுத்திருக்கிறோம் அதனால பரம்பொருளுடைய இயற்கை என்ன பிரம்மனுடைய இயற்கை என்ன அப்படிங்கறதை பற்றி நாம் கேள்விகள் கேட்க வேண்டும் என்று சொல்லுகிறது
So in his Brahma Sutra Bhasha, Sripad Ramanujacharya has quoted from Taittiriya Upanishad.
தன்னுடைய பிரம்ம சூத்திர பாஷ்யத்துல ஸ்ரீபாத் ராமானுஜாச்சாரியர் தைத்தரிய உபநிஷத்துல இருந்து மேற்கோள் காட்டுறார்
In commenting on this Atato Brahma Jignasa.
இந்த அதாதோ பிரம்ம ஜிஜ்ஞாசத்துக்கு விளக்கம் கொடுக்கும்போது அதை அவர் மேற்கோள் காட்டுகிறார்
யதோ வா இமானி பூதானி ஜாயந்தி யேன ஜாதானி ஜீவந்தி யத் ப்ரயந்தி யபி சங்விஷந்தி தத் விஜிஜ்ஞாசஸ்வ தத் பிரமேதி In fact, all the acharyas quote this. It's clearly the exposition of the first and second. This first and the second sutra is Janmadyasya Yataha. Brahman, the ultimate, is the source of everything, that in which everything rests, and that by which everything is dissolved. So Shankara, he has interpreted this in some fantastic imaginative way that Brahman is without name, form, qualities, or activities.
Shankara, edo tannudaiya vichitramana vidhayathila, avar idharku Brahmananadu endha oru peyarum, gunam, tanmaigalum illada ondru appdin solli vyakhyanam koduthirukkar.
Actually, that is true in one sense.
Adhu oru vidhathila paathom appdina unmaiyaga irukkalam.
Shastra also says.
Shastramum adhai patri koorukindrathu.
But it should be understood that Brahman has no material name, no material form, no material qualities, no material activities.
ஆனா நாம எப்படி அதை புரிந்து கொள்ள வேண்டும் அப்படினா பிரம்மனுக்கு பௌதிகமான பெயர்கள் கிடையாது. பிரம்மனுக்கு பௌதிகமான குணங்கள் கிடையாது. அவருக்கு பிரம்மனுக்கு பௌதிகமான ரூபம் கிடையாது. பிரம்மனுக்கு பௌதிகமான செயல்கள் கிடையாதுன்னு நாம புரிஞ்சுக்கணும்.
But certainly the Brahman has fully spiritual name, form, qualities and pastimes.
ஆனால் நிச்சயமாகவே பிரம்மனுக்கு முற்றிலும் ஆன்மீகமயமான நாமம் ரூபம் குணம் நிலைகள் இருந்து கொண்டுள்ளது.
In Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna addresses Krishna.
Bhagavad Gita-yil Arjuna Krishna-ai pinvarumaru koorugirar.
Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan, Purusham, Shashvatam, Divyam, Adi Devam, Ajam Vibhu. You are, he says, you are Param Brahma.
Arjuna solugiran Krishna-kitta, neere Param Brahman.
Param Dhamma.
Param Dhamma.
Pavitram Paramam.
Pavitram Paramam, மிகவும் தூய்மையானவர், உன்னதமானவர்.
Bhavan, which means you.
Bhavan, not Ningal.
Purusha, so Param Brahma, what is that? Purusham Shashvatam Divyam. The eternal, transcendental person.
And the Param Brahman, yana, yar, arina, Purusham Shashvatam Divyam. Shashvatamana, Nirantaramana, Divyamana Purusha.
Adi Deva, Ajam Vibhum.
Adi Deva, Yella Deva Lukum Adiyavar, Ajam.
So Bhagavan has no material name, but he has unlimited spiritual names. Some of them are collected in the Vishnu Sahasranama. There's 1,000 names. So no ordinary person has 1,000 names. Some ordinary person may have a few names. He has his official name. Then at home, his wife might call him Swami, but I don't think they do anymore. They used to.
வீட்டில் அவர் வந்து அவருடைய மனைவி சுவாமி அப்படின்னு கூப்பிடலாம். இப்போ அந்த காலத்தில் அப்படி கூப்பிட்டு இருந்தாங்க, இப்போ எப்படி கூப்பிடுறாங்கன்னு தெரியல.
Then the children will call appa, or more likely nowadays papa.
குழந்தைங்க வந்து அப்பா அப்படின்னு கூப்பிட்டு இருந்தாங்க, இப்போ இந்த காலத்தில் அதை கூட பப்பான்னு கூட கூப்பிடலாம்.
So like this, an ordinary person may have a few names.
இப்படி ஒரு சாதாரண மனிதனுக்கு சில பெயர்கள் இருக்கலாம்.
Vishnu has 1,000 well-known names and unlimited, more, many, unlimited names. Unlimited forms. That doesn't mean that everything and everyone is Vishnu. But he has unlimited spiritual forms, unlimited transcendental qualities, Ananta Kalyana Guna Vishishta. He's characterized by his unlimited transcendental beneficial qualities. So his qualities are ananta in two ways, unlimited in two main ways. Means that he has an innumerable number of qualities. And all of his qualities are of such tremendous magnitude. And then his pastimes are unlimited. Especially Krishna, his pastimes are especially charming. There is no difference if we say Vishnu, Narayana, Rama, Krishna, Vamana, Narasimha.
Vishnu, Krishna, Narayana, Narasimha, Vamana, இப்படி சொன்னீங்கன்னா இந்த பெயர்களுக்கு நடு இவர்களுக்கு நடுவில் எந்த வேறுபாடும் கிடையாது.
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and others also, but they have specifically directed their devotion toward Krishna. Because his pastimes are especially charming. And with Krishna, we can become very close in love. Just like we see Yashoda Mai, she is holding Krishna in her arms. She does not know that he is Bhagavan. Sometimes Krishna showed Yashoda within his mouth is the whole universe. Some boys Krishna was playing with, they complained to her that your boy is eating dirt. The people hear this, they think, how can he be God if he's playing with little boys? That is his transcendental pleasure. So Krishna said, no, I didn't eat dirt. They're just complaining about me because we had a quarrel and now they're making some politics against me. So Yashoda said, all right, open your mouth, let me see. Are they lying or are you lying? So very obedient boy, Krishna opened his mouth. And within his mouth, Yashoda, she saw dirt. How much dirt? She saw the whole universe. All the bhumirapo nalovayu, all the dirt in the whole universe. All the planets, mountains, rivers. She also saw herself looking in Krishna's mouth. She became bewildered. What's going on? So she told Krishna, all right, shut your mouth, don't do it again. So these are Krishna's loving pastimes. He plays as if an ordinary child, and his devotees, out of intense love for him, they do not think that he is Bhagavan. And even if he shows that he's Bhagavan by showing the whole universe in his mouth, they cannot imagine how it is possible. That is due to intense love. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught Aradho Bhagavan Vrajesha Tanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam, that Bhagavan is worshipable.
Bhagavan
Who is that Bhagavan?
Bhagavan?
Well, there are many names. We could say Narayana, Vishnu, Krishna. But he says Vrajesha Tanaya, the son of the king of Vrindavan, Nanda Maharaj. He worships Krishna in Vrindavan. And just as Krishna is worshipable, so Vrindavan Dham is also worshipable. And Ramya Ka Chid Vrajavadhu Vargena Kalpya Kalpita. The best method of worship of Krishna is that which is followed by the gopis of Vrindavan. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recognized as the topmost Shastra Srimad Bhagavatam. Prema Pumarto Mahan. And the topmost the topmost goal is to attain Krishna Prem, pure love of Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Tatradarona Para. And we, as followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we accept this. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. So, how is that prema to be attained? Well, it's not really something to be attained because that is inherent in all of us. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Shadha Kabunoi Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte Kariye Udoi. Krishna Prem is the natural characteristic of every living being. Now it is covered, now it is dormant. But by the process of Shravanam, Kirtanam, or Navadha Bhakti, the nine processes of Bhakti, especially hearing and chanting about Krishna, that will be reawakened. Especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has promoted the chanting of the holy names of Krishna. Harer nama, harer nama, harer nama eva kevalam, kalo nascheva, 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 gatir anyatha. Yeah, you can just give them.
In the Kali Bhutra, Harinamate Soloitavra, Harinamate Soloitavra, Harinamate Soloitavra, Ver Valile, Ver Valile, Ver Valile.
It's a shortcut method. People are gradually becoming more and more materialistic. They have no interest for elaborate temple worship. If we ask them to learn Vishnu Sahasranama, they won't be interested. They can learn the batting averages of the famous cricket players, but they won't learn the Vishnu Sahasranama. So, shortcut method, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Oh. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Everything is included. Krishna is complete.
Krishna Purnamanavar.
By chanting his name, everything is achieved. So we regularly visit the temples which are established by Sri Ramanujacharya, which are visited by him, and the Alvas have praised. I have personally visited almost all of the divya deshams.
நான் தனிப்பட்ட முறையில் ஏறக்குறைய எல்லா திவ்ய தேசங்களுக்கும் சென்றிருக்கிறேன்.
And whenever we go, we pray for the mercy of Bhagavan Vishnu.
எப்பெல்லாம் நான் போறோமோ அப்ப பகவான் விஷ்ணுனுடைய கருணை நாங்கள் வேண்டுகிறோம்.
And Shripad Ramanujacharya and all the Alvas.
விஷ்ணுனுடைய கருணை மட்டுமின்றி ஸ்ரீபாத் ராமானுஜாச்சாரிய மற்றும் எல்லா ஆழ்வார்களுடைய கருணைகளையும் நாங்கள் வேண்டுகிறோம்.
And all the Acharyas coming after Shripad Ramanujacharya.
Shripad Ramanujacharya-ku adutha vanda ella aacharyargalude karunaiyum vendigirom.
In the Ramanuja Sampradaya, there are two main divisions, two kalais.
Ramanujarude sampradayathile rendu mukkiya pirivugal irukkirathu, rendu kalaigal irukkirana.
But from our perspective, we respect them all as great devotees.
நம்மளுடைய பார்வையில இருந்து அவங்க எல்லாரையுமே நம்ம மிகச்சிறந்த பக்தர்களாக மரியாதை செலுத்துகிறோம்.
And just as they have taught the people of their time to worship Lord Vishnu, we pray for their blessings that we may also in our small way spread this chanting of Hare Krishna and induce people to properly utilize their human form of life.
அவங்க அவங்களுடைய காலத்துல எப்படி மக்களுக்கு பக்தியை போதித்தார்களோ அதே மாதிரி இப்ப இருக்கக்கூடிய காலகட்டத்துல மக்களுக்கு பக்தியை எடுத்து சொல்லி அவங்களுடைய வாழ்க்கையில இதை ஏற்றுக்கொள்ளணும் அப்படிங்கறத சொல்லி கிருஷ்ணருடைய திருநாமத்தை மக்களுக்கு பரப்பணும் அப்படிங்கறதுக்காக அவங்க கிட்ட நாங்க பிரார்த்தனை செலுத்துகிறோம்.
We are asking people to chant Hare Krishna.
நாம் மக்களை ஹரே கிருஷ்ண மந்திரத்தை உச்சரிக்குமாறு கேட்கிறோம்.
But it is not simply some sentiment.
இது ஏதோ சில மன எழுச்சி கிடையாது.
It is based on Shastra, the highest knowledge.
இது சாஸ்திரத்திலிருந்து பெறக்கூடிய ஞானமாகும்.
If anyone wants to come and challenge, we can discuss with them in scientific terms, philosophical terms.
யாராவது இது குறித்து நம்ம கூட விவாதம் செய்யறதுக்கு விருப்பப்பட்டாங்க அப்படின்னா அவங்க வரலாம். நம்ம அவங்க கிட்ட விஞ்ஞானபூர்வமாகவும் தத்துவ ரீதியாகவும் பேசலாம்.
So in this way we are able to preach Krishna consciousness in various countries of the world.
இந்த விதத்துல நாம கிருஷ்ண பக்தியை உலகத்துல இருக்கக்கூடிய பல்வேறு நாடுகளிலும் பரப்பிட்டு இருக்கோம்.
In most of the countries of the world, if we say you should follow Shastra, they are not interested. Then why should we follow?
பெரும்பாலான நாடுகளில் நம்ம போய் நீங்க சாஸ்திரத்தை பின்பற்ற முடியும் சொன்னோம்னா அவங்க அதுல ஆர்வம் காட்டதில்ல. நான் ஏன் பின்பற்றணும்னு கேள்வி கேட்கிறாங்க.
And India also nowadays.
இந்தியால கூட இப்ப அது மாதிரி கேள்வி கேட்கிறாங்க.
So we have to establish in a scientific manner.
அதனால நம்ம இந்த விஷயங்களை விஞ்ஞானபூர்வமாக நிலைநாட்ட வேண்டியிருக்கிறது.
So for this matter, our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada has written many, many books to establish the science of Krishna consciousness.
அதனால நம்மளுடைய ஆச்சாரியர் ஸ்ரீல பிரபுபாதர் அவர் விஞ்ஞானபூர்வமான கிருஷ்ண பக்தியை நிலைநாட்டுவதற்காக பல்வேறு புத்தகங்களை எழுதியிருக்கிறார்.
Fully based on Shastra.
முற்றிலும் சாஸ்திரத்தை அடிப்படையாக கொண்டது.
But presented in a manner that people of the modern age can appreciate.
ஆனா அதே புத்தகங்களை அவர் நவீன காலத்தில் இருக்கக்கூடிய மக்கள் எந்த விஷயத்தை எளிதாக புரிந்து கொள்வார்களோ அந்த அவர் புரிந்து கொள்ளக்கூடிய விதத்தில் அவர் கொடுத்திருக்கிறார்.
So we invite everyone to participate in this.
அதனால இதில எல்லாரும் கலந்து கொள்ள வேண்டும் என்று நாங்கள் அழைப்பு விடுகிறோம்.
You are also chanting very nicely kirtan.
நீங்களும் கீர்த்தனம் நடந்தபோது ரொம்ப நல்லா பாடிட்டு இருந்தீங்க.
So please continue.
அதனால தயவு செய்து தொடருங்கள்.
ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா.